buddy that comes my way, and one of the person of when I was able to when I volunteer at different organizations like McGee Women's Hospital, I've talked to countless individuals who are in such healthcare needs, and I wanted to make a more direct impact on my local community. And I really thought that healthcare, because of my interest in women welfare, I wanted to do that in my local community. And through being an EMT, I was able to really do that, being hands-on with my community and really helping them with their healthcare needs and addressing the broader healthcare concerns in Pittsburgh.
Wow, what a great, all three of you are doing amazing things. Elena, Cassidy, any questions you might want to ask of Alakia? Just want to be sure I give you the chance.
What really got you interested in healthcare, and what do you plan on doing in the future with it?
Yeah, so healthcare has always been something that's really important to me. I mean, I was always really interested. I know Cassidy talked about how she was interested about sickle cell in ninth grade. I had similar classes, and I really loved biology in ninth grade and going into science classes throughout my high school. And I really want to take this passion into the future to become a doctor, and being a physician and being able to help communities just as I do as an EMT. And I really think that healthcare can truly make a difference in someone's life, and I truly believe in that.
Become a 501c3? That's not an easy thing to do. Did you have any help?
Yes, I would give my dedication for this organization really to my mother, who was the strongest force, who was my supporting cheerleader throughout this entire process. She was the one who got me to the right persons to get these contacts, or give me the right contacts to get this started, as well as getting it certified and becoming a 501c3. Truly, she is a true inspiration, and I'm forever grateful for her.
So womanwelfare.org. is how you can get to it. Each of you, do you know where you're going to go to school?
No, I'm still applying.
Okay. I can imagine. Each of you has done something very different and very remarkable. Anti-bullying in the case of Elena, and promotion of kindness. Cassidy, the work you're doing to fight sickle cell and medical research in general. And as you just heard Alakia talk about the work you're doing to promote healthcare in under-resourced areas, particularly for women, I really salute each of you. Does anybody else want to say anything that you might not have had a chance to say while we have a few more moments? Well, great. Thank you, all of you, very much for being here. Keep us posted about all of your work, and we will do our best to let our listeners know. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square. You're listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUPFM, Indiana, WMCO New Concord, Ohio, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield, Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport. Audio Now, where you can listen by phone at 641-793-5122, and slbradio.org/radio. Coming up in our next hour, I'm so happy they're here, the Turpentiners, live. Stick around.
and it's time to hit the hay. At the end of the day, you'll hear your neighbors all say, it's bedtime in Boogie Town.
One, two, three.
Coming of the night, it always works out just right for bedtime in Boogie Town. 'Cause they know who will come their way at the end of the day. It's that swinging Sandman with his swinging Sandman band for bedtime in Boogie Town. And he'll sing Rock-a-bye Baby on the treetop. When the wind blows, the cradle will rock. When the bell breaks, the cradle will fall. And out will swing Boogie Town, cradle and knock, as I said, bedtime in Boogie Town. It's a swinging little bird. Oh, haven't you heard about bedtime in Boogie Town? All right, Dave.
New from the Rowe Family Singers here at the Saturday Light Brigade. That album just got into our library yesterday. It's called Sisters and Brothers, and Bedtime in Boogie Town, the name of the song. Bob in Washington, thank you for the kind words about the segment that we just broadcast is part of our Youth Express segment. I wasn't going to tell you about this today, but our 24/7 Youth Express audio stream will be also undergoing some freshening up soon. So we have our new website debuting Monday at slbradio.org. We're looking forward to your feedback and your patience. I'm sure we'll be working a few kinks out of it after it debuts, but we are very excited. It's going to be faster. It will look good on any device that you use. It will be more comprehensive, and it's going to be much easier to find audio from our vast library of past recordings and past radio programs. It all starts Monday at slbradio.org.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from the Allegheny Regional Asset District, putting Allegheny County sales tax dollars to work in regional libraries, parks, sports facilities, and arts and culture programs. Learn more at radworkshere.org.
I just realized, I don't know who sent me this email. It's actually a text. Actually, I don't know who this is. You know who you are. It simply said, blues musician Roy Bookbinder. And then it said, only word with three double letters in a row, bookkeeper. Well, we were talking about books between 9:30 and 10, expressions that contain book. And now I know why that was sent. So what we're going to do, that inspired me to pull out a little Roy Bookbinder. He was a great guest on the radio program, and he is performing live here at Jorma Kekkonen's Fur Peace Station. So here's Roy Bookbinder, and then momentarily we are going to welcome the Turpentiners.
Play this song like it was written in 1928. Guitar part, but the kind of song that could have been written any time in history. I'm just an old chunk of coal. I'm gonna be a diamond someday. That I'm going to grow and glow till I'm so blue, pure, perfect. Ooh, I'm going to put a smile on everybody's face. And I'm going to kneel and pray every day lest I should become vain along my lonesome way. I'm just an old chunk of coal now, Lord. I'm going to be a diamond someday. I'm going to be the world's best friend. I'm going to stop and shake everybody's doggone hand. I'm going to polish up my old rough edge self till I get rid of every single flaw. Stop and shake everybody's hand. I'm just an old chunk of coal now, Lord. But I'm gonna be a diamond someday. And I'm gonna find me a new way to walk. I'm gonna search till I can find me a better way to talk. I'm gonna be the cotton picking rage of the age. Ooh, man, I'm gonna be a diamond someday. I'm just an old chunk of coal. I'm gonna be a diamond someday. I'm gonna grow and glow till I'm so blue, pure, perfect. I'm gonna put a smile on everybody's face. chunk of coal.
Roy Bookbinder. Now, you are about to hear a group that I contend you would drive a few hundred miles to go and hear if that were your only option. They're that good, and they're right here from our local community, and I'm excited that we have them here to play for you. Join me as we welcome the Turpentiners.
I want to get down south to my hill country home. I can't wait to see my little so-and-so. Headed back to Texas, not far to go. Midnight from Memphis, noon from Buffalo. Catch me sleeping on a busy road with honky-tonk music on the radio. I put on my fuel tank and rubber on the road. Midnight from Memphis, noon from Buffalo. Chisel on my tombstone with the masons off. Here lies a rambler, highway car. 27 hours diesel and smoke. Midnight from Memphis, noon from Buffalo.
The Turpentiners, it's so great to have you back. This is a group where I know each and every one of you, some for a very long time, Ron, and some for a little bit less than that, but not much. Ben, what was the song you just did?
That was Midnight from Memphis. It's a Turpentiners original.
I thought so, and Ben Hartledge is who you're hearing. And tell me a bit about the formation of the group. It's been at least 20, has it been that long, 20 years?
I think we formed just as a duo, me and Stu, back in probably 2006 or 7. And then we were asked to play a wedding, and we felt like it was a little much for a duo to play a three-hour wedding. So we started calling around. I called Ron, I think. Stu called Megan, and then eventually Adam joined the band as well. So probably since about 2007, we've been performing together.
Yeah, it's a remarkable band. I want you to meet all of the musicians. Ben primarily sings lead and plays guitar, as you just heard. But everybody here is super talented. We'll go to Megan next.
Hi there. How are you? Very nice to see you.
Good to see you too. I'm pulling the mic away, and I didn't mean to do that. But you've got the washboard and fiddle today. Anything else?
I'm singing a little bit too, but that's primarily it. Thank you.
How have you been? Good?
Oh yeah, really good. Nice to see you and be back here.
Yeah. Oh, you haven't been back since this big remodeling either.
We were here right in the middle of the remodel last time, so it's really remarkable to see it all.
Yeah, you get to see all the work in progress. Adam, who's
kind of a neighbor, sort of, is here. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. Adam's playing the big bass. I see we've mic'd it. We've mic'd it with our most expensive microphone today.
I'll make sure I don't hit it.
That's okay. that's okay. If you hit it, we'll get another one. How you been?
Very well.
Good to see you. And then Stu Braun is here with a bunch of harmonicas. I forgot about the beginning as a duo. Actually, I might not have known that. I think the first time I saw you was as five musicians.
Yeah, we still very occasionally play as a duo, although to avoid confusion, we call ourselves the Grubs with two Bs, so there's still just, you know, has to be a little bit of confusion there. But we don't have any Grubs gigs coming up, but I'll let you know about that sometime. Yeah, with two of us, we did need more people for the wedding because it's bad enough when we play weddings that half of our repertoire is murder ballads. So, you know, at least with five people, you can swing those around a little bit. So
it is hard with all those murder ballads. Good to see you. And then Ron, I've known Ron since maybe 1975. I did say 75. Good to see you.
Yeah, good to see you too, Larry. How are you?
Good. Have you been up to any? That looks like, actually, is that new?
Well, a guy actually built this for me and gave it to me.
I'm staring at the Dobro, by the way, when I say, is that new? I haven't seen it, and I'm not familiar with the sound hole.
He custom built this thing, and he actually called me over to check out a bunch of other Dobros, and he made two of these, and I started playing them. I says, one sounds like Jerry Douglas and one sounds like Josh Graves, and I like the Josh Graves one. And he says, here, it's yours, take it.
Oh, wow. Do you remember his name?
Yeah, John Ridge. He helped me with the album cover on that new CD there.
Oh, fantastic. There's about a fist-sized sound hole near the neck. Not the neck, where the neck would fit into the body. And that must give it a really neat sound.
Well, that's where I put my soda pop. I just drop it right down in there.
Yeah, that's how to describe it. It looks like a cup holder in the Dobro. Well, it's good to see you.
Oh, good to see you too, Larry.
I always think of Ron's LP with the big orange cover that says no messing around on the cover. Or no minors allowed. That's right. Thank you. Why did I think no?
The other one after that's just messing around.
Okay. I'm conflating them all. So the Turpentiners are here. They've got lots of music for you, and I'm going to go to Megan and ask her what's next.
Well, I'm going to sing a little song called Why Don't You Do Right.
A great song, and listen carefully. Some good advice coming from Megan.
You had plenty money in 1922. Let other women make a fool of you. Why don't you do right like all the other men do? Get out of here and get me some money too. You're sitting down wondering what it's all about. You ain't got no money, honey, they're gonna put you out. Why don't you do right like all the other men do? Oh, 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 oh. Get out of here and get me some money too. Why don't you get me some money, Stu? Jingle. 20 years ago, you wouldn't be wandering from door to door. Why don't you do right like all the other men do? Oh, yeah. Get out of here and get me some money, too. I fell for your job and I took you in. Now all you got to offer me is a drink of gin. Why don't you do right like all the other men do? Oh, get out of here and get me some money too. Money too.
Megan Williams on vocal there with the Turpentiners. I don't think you'll find a group with this combination of instruments and talent just about anywhere. It's really special having a dobro, harp, and a washboard, a fiddle, a great vocalist, bass, guitar. It all comes together in a way that's just incredible. Who am I missing? You're pointing.
Oh, I was saying in harmonica, too.
Oh, yeah. Well, I said harp, but I was cool. I should have said harmonica. I should have said harmonica.
Went over my head, Larry.
Oh, that's okay. He knew what I meant, I think. But that song showcased everybody so well. What's next?
Next up is
Let me make sure we can hear you.
It's a song called Lazy John, and I think it was originally a Western swing tune, but it was adopted by the old-time community as an old-time song, and I'm not sure what we do with it. But
is this a Lazy John, Better Get Your Britches On?
A different one than that.
Okay, that's typical of me to guess the wrong one, but here again, the Turpentiners.
Saturday night, we're gonna dance until a broad daylight. Then I'll take my sweetie back home. Why don't you get away, Lazy John? Lazy John, Lazy John. Why don't you get your day's work all done? woke up at the break of day, down to the field, try to earn my pay. Then on later you came along, why don't you get away, Lazy John? Lazy John, Lazy John, why don't you get your dead work all done? You're in the shed and I'm in the sun, why don't you get away, Lazy John? Lazy John, Lazy John, why don't you get your dead work all done? You're in the shed and I'm in the sun, why don't you get away, Lazy John?
Lazy John, the Turpentiners, and that one featuring Ben Hartledge on vocals. I had to look it up because it was really bugging me. It's Sleepy Eyed John is the one who needs to get his britches on. And Lazy John, I don't know who this John guy was, but he apparently was having a lot of trouble.
He was getting his rest.
Ben, how your voice is so distinctive. Megan's is too, but I want to start with you. How did you develop the style? You're just a remarkable singer.
Before I was playing guitar or playing any kind of music, I used to drive around on my way to college. I would put in this Hank Williams cassette at some truck stop, and it was like the greatest hits of Hank Williams, and I would put this thing in, and I'd try to match what Hank Williams was singing, and I could only do it while the record was playing. So then I started, I'd turn the sound off and see if I could keep the rhythm and also keep, the melody without losing the pitch, and then turn it back on and see how I did, So I would just do this, and this was a 10-hour drive up to where I went to college. So over and over, I would just sing this one, Greatest Hits of Hank Williams.
That's like a lot of us do in tunnels. The song is playing on the radio. Sound goes off, and you try to see if you can sing and keep the rhythm and match the song. When you come out of the tunnel, it almost never works. Right. But if you got that to work, that's pretty amazing.
I'm not sure I got it to work, but in the process, I figured out a little bit about how to sing.
Are you guys playing out much these days?
Yeah, we have a show next Friday at Sweetwater Center for the Arts that we're really excited about. It's part of Folk Friday series that they're doing over there. So for the next three Fridays, they'll have, I think they have a house chef who will cook some food and some hors d'oeuvres before the show at 6:30. And then there's a concert from 7:30 to 9. It features us this coming Friday, and then Buffalo Rose the following Friday, and Byron Nash on the third Friday of February.
Well, that's great. That's February 9th, 16th, and 23rd. And Sweetwater Center for the Arts is more or less across from the Swickley Bridge on the Swickley side. And that's a great venue. And it's not too far from the city. If you head up 65, it's a pretty easy drive. And that should be a lot of fun to hear you guys in that setting. What's next?
Next is another original tune called The Old Joy Loader.
The Old Joy Loader. I hope it's unloading joy, bringing us joy. here again, the Turpentiners.
In the coal mine, there's a new shovel and pick. It works like 500 miners, keeping that coal boss rich, taking all the wages from the working man. Yeah. The old joy loader putting us off our land. The old joy loader putting us all off our land. The Your joy loader needs no muscle or blood. It don't crave nothing but that deep diamond mud. Chewing up that coal seam with those tungsten teeth. The old joy loader keeps the coal boss in high tea. The old joy loader keeps the boss in high tea.
That, I think, must be a reference to Joy Manufacturing Company, headquartered here in Pittsburgh for years and years and years, and I think no longer. Yeah, they were, if my memory is right. Say it with authority, everybody will believe you. I'm pretty sure they were headquartered in Pittsburgh. Yeah, I'm because I...
Bad. Yeah.
I can remember when I just got out of college, my parents, it was a terrible economy. It was the early 80s, and my parents encouraging me to apply to all of these Pittsburgh Fortune 500 type companies, and I'm almost positive one of them was Joy Manufacturing Company. I had no idea what they did at the time. Where do you find these songs?
Oh, that's a good question. I was sort of had started on a project with a series of interviews with a foreman in the mines, and the project never really got off the ground, but in the process of researching for it, I read some information about this this machine and, you know, how it pulled the coal off of the coal face and that sort of thing, and I just found it really kind of fascinating, and the song just sort of fell out of the research.
Yeah, it's a great song, and you wrote that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a really, really great song. I did want to turn to Megan just for a minute. We talked with Ben about developing his singing voice. Did you have a cassette in the car as well that you used?
You know, when I was a little girl, I'd sing like all these Dolly Parton songs and Kenny Rogers songs, and
through the years must have really put you out having to sing both parts.
So anyway, I get my inspiration from so many musical genres, but I will say that country music was my very favorite growing up, I was singing in my bedroom, you know, as just a little girl, and I just always loved singing. So I don't know. It just kind of came naturally to me.
Did you have the hairbrush out singing into it in front of the mirror, you know?
Oh, absolutely. Yes, I did.
It's funny. Somebody
In our game called Guess Who, the initials were LA today for Louis Armstrong, but a number of people guessed Len Anderson, and I've got Len Anderson in my head now, who sung Rose Garden. They remember that hit, I Beg Your Pardon, I Never Promised You a Rose Garden? You don't remember that? Does anybody? Okay, Ron remembers. Shoo! You would like that song.
Listen to it on the way home. Thank you.
Yeah, you would enjoy that song, and you'd sing it really well. You're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade Saturday mornings. Thank you for doing that. The Turpentiners are here. You'll find them on Facebook, and you'll also find them this coming Friday night at Sweetwater Center for the Arts in Sewickley. I'm going to go to Ron just because I haven't talked to him too much. Last we checked, you were doing some television Dobro, were you not?
Yeah, that was on a movie called Deadly Games, Mindsetter, and it was Run Rudolph Run was the song that was on.
So look for that. I'm sure it's still available somewhere, but I thought it was the coolest thing in the world that they turned to you for that.
Well, I enjoyed it, that's for sure.
Yeah. What are you guys going to do next?
I think we're going to do Humble Knee, Every Knee Must Bow.
And before we do that, this is a relatively new CD?
Yeah, that's one me and my wife Debbie did together called Spider on the Strings. And we got Michael Cleveland on that, baby.
Nice.
And we actually started to do it just me and her for the kids. And then after we got into it, it sounded pretty decent. So I said, we might as well make it professional as much as we can.
Oh, that's great. I remember a demo of this that you'd, before it was packaged like this, and that's got Run, Run, Rudolph on it, as well as some of the Little Josh Polka, Frankenstein's March, Just a Closer Walk with Thee, a lot of great songs. So now, the song you're going to do?
Every Knee Must Bow, I believe it's called. Every Humble Knee Surely Must Bow.
Every Humble Knee Surely Must Bow. Here again, the Turpentiners.
Yeah, if you're playing along at home.
Yep.
F as in physics.
This evening, a Heavenly Father, once more and again, I'll be your handmaid servant. Bow down before. Put your loving arms all around me. Drop every lean inside, every humble knee surely must bow, surely must bow. You said you'd be a mother to the motherless, said you'd be a father to the fatherless too. When you said if I would serve you, you'd be my father too. Put your loving arms all around me, drop every lean inside, every humble knee surely must bow. according to your holy word. Put your loving arms all around me, prop every lean inside. Every humble knee surely must bow, surely must bow. Put your loving arms all around me, prop every lean inside. Every humble knee surely must bow, surely must bow.
The Turpentiners, and man, that one showcased all of you really beautifully coming together in a great song and a gospel song that really rocks and pushes everybody forward. If you're on the radio, we're not responsible if you, got up and suddenly faced whatever direction your particular higher power is. But I had to get myself out of that some way. But sounded great. That makes me want to talk to Stu and ask, how do you figure out these parts? It's just amazing to me to watch you play and to listen.
I just play around, with the songs until I find something that agrees with my ears mostly. And then sometimes I ask the rest of the band if it sounds good or not. Usually I don't bother with that. I just play what I feel mostly. And then, luckily I've been playing for a while, so, and still trying to practice and improve, but just by, trial and error, I come up with parts that I like. And
playing what you feel, really, I'm glad you put it that way, because that is exactly what it is. Watching Stuart Brown play, those harmonicas are an extension of yourself, it seems. Wait, did you start playing when you were super young?
Not super young. I was 17 or 18, and I had been a piano player before then. I'm nowhere, much better harmonica player than I was a piano player, but I think it definitely helped, and I took to it pretty quickly and then found some, people to play with in college, and I've just stuck with it since I've been 17, so, that's, I'm 53 now, so that's a while. And just one real quick before we play any more, I spent the first half of last year in New Zealand. My wife was working for University of Pittsburgh doing a research project down there with a professor at University of Otago in the city of Dunedin. And a big shout out here to the Dunedin Folk Club and any of my friends from the Inch Bar who happened to be awake at around, what time is it, around 6:43 Sunday morning there. So good on you if you're up listening.
I hope you are listening. And if you know, I'm sure you know how to make a phone call to the U.S. I don't know the country codes offhand. But if you would like to text us to let us know, or email is probably easier for you, right? You could just email us at slb@slbradio.org, and we'll let the Turpentiners know that you're tuned in, slb@slbradio.org. You, no matter where you are, can also get in touch with us that way. We'll relay a message, or 412-200-5975. Chris Moore, always broadcaster Chris Moore, says that he almost gives his home phone number out on the air sometimes, and I almost just did that. And 412-200-5975 is the way to reach us. New Zealand had to be pretty cool too. I imagine there's a lot of folk music there.
Yeah, they, there were a few Americans that moved down there that kind of started a folk and blues scene in the town. We were in Dunedin on the South Island, and really a lot of good musicians in that city itself. I didn't spend too much time in the rest of the two islands, but they really supported the arts. It was a really good community. So I found, and with the instrument I play, it's easier to meet other musicians than, say, like the instrument Adam, like the bass. You can't really walk into a pub with a bass and say, can I sit in? And you can do that on harmonica. So
yeah, a doghouse bass is not going to be in a vest pocket of your jacket or anything. Poor Adam. We'll catch up with Adam after the next song.
This is a Turpentiners world premiere, one of Ben's newest songs, and I think we played it. We just learned it the other day, as much as we learn things with my hand in air quotes. So.
Well, here.
Called Talking to Myself.
Thank you.
to myself. Tick tock, tick tock, anytime I'm on a walk. Oh, talking to myself. So many passing on the street, none of whom I've chance to meet. I shuffle by and strain to hear that other voice inside my ear. In the lounge at the Greyhound station, such magnetism in conversation. Oh, talking to myself. These are, I think I know, that echo through the silence. So, oh, talking to myself. They fill the mind with such delight. They stop the ear and bind the sight. Oh, talking to myself. Down the street, the sirens wail. I see it all as through a veil. While all around the world is burning in my ear, a worm keeps turning. I cart away the souvenirs from some inner atmosphere. Oh, talking to myself. Talking to myself.
The Turpentiners, that song sounds pretty broken in to me, heartfelt and beautifully delivered. I'm honored that you played it here first. Thank you, Ben. Let's talk to Adam real quick. He's the only person we haven't talked to much today. Anything new?
Not much. That was the, I think that was the fourth time we played that, right? Yeah, fourth time.
Wow, it's got, is it hard to work these out in the beginning?
Nope.
That's good to know. Is that true?
Yeah. I mean, sometimes they're not. Yeah, we just kind of fall into it.
And
we have to play or what sounds good, like Stu said.
Do you have other instruments, or are you primarily bass when you play?
Yes, I'm primarily yes. Lots of basses.
Yeah. And that's the basis for your musicianship. When did you start playing?
I started to play electric probably when I was 14.
It's amazing, these early inoculations we get, or maybe not inoculation, but early influences. Inoculation would mean you'd stay, the instrument would never come back to you, right? But that's fun. Were you in any bands like at that time, like rock or stuff?
Yeah. I was a metalhead. So, yeah, sure. Completely different style. But, yeah, it's kind of fun. I mean, most musicians are like that. We listen to everything.
What got you in the old time?
Couldn't play loud in our apartment. So
that'll do it. Well, I'm glad you're here. That's Adam Frew. And we've got, we should have time for three more. I think that's what you've got on your set list. Ben, I'll turn it over to you to announce what you're going to do next.
Sure. I think we'll feature Stu on this tune, If You Take Me Back, by Big Joe's Washboard Band. You kick it off. Thank you.
me back, I'll treat you nice and kind. If you take me back, I'll treat you nice and kind. And you won't have to worry, I'll love you all the time. If you take me back, I'll do better every day. If you take me back, I'll do better every day. All I want is your love, you can throw your money away. If you take me back, I'll tell you what you can have. If you take me back, I'll tell you what you can have. You can have plenty of money and dress like a millionaire. If you take me back, I'll prove my love to you. If you take me back, I'll prove my love to you. I know that's all.
Another showcase song for the Turpentiners. You guys always have so much going on, and you can listen and hear so many different nuances. I didn't do my math right. We have time for one more song. I apologize for that. I did my clock math wrong, but that happens every now and then. The good news is Jay Thurber follows us on WRCT and has promised to play Lynn Anderson in Rose Garden sometime in the first hour of his program. Thank you, Jay. He and I are part of the fun loving two here. Thanks, Jay, for doing that. Thanks to the Turpentiners for being here today. You can catch them Friday night at Sweetwater Center for the Arts in Twickley, of course.
Truth and Rights. I'm Western Pennsylvania's, I think, only ska and reggae harmonica player. And the night after the Turpentiner show in Sewickley, Truth and Rights is doing a Bob Marley tribute show at the Hard Rock. We're going to do some well-known and some not-so-well-known Bob Marley tunes. It's a large reggae band. So come out to see that on the 10th at the Hard Rock. So good, fun weekend for me next week.
We'd love to have you here sometime.
Yeah,
we've had
Truth and Rights. Without me, probably, yeah.
Yeah.
I'll let them know.
It's a great
some
band.
Some of them are listening.
Anybody else have anything new? Any movies coming out? Any? Well, thank you. It's a real joy. Stephen Oakmont says you sound wonderful. He just passed along a text a few moments ago. Thank you, Steve. What do you want to close up with?
I think we're going to close it out with a Jolie Holland tune, Old Fashioned Morphine.
Thank you again. Here are the Turpentiners.
Give me that old fashioned morphine. Give me that old fashioned morphine. Give me that old fashioned morphine. It's good enough for me. If it was good enough for my grandpa,
if it was good enough for my grandpa,
if it was good enough for my grandpa, it's good enough for me. Sister, don't get worried. Sister, don't get worried. Sister, don't get worried. Because the world is almost done. If it was good enough for Billy Burrow, if it was good enough for Billy Burrow, if it was good enough for Billy Burrow, it's good enough for me. Sister, don't get worried. Sister, don't get worried. Sister, don't get worried. Because the world is almost gone. If it was good enough for Isabel Everhart, if it was good enough for Isabel Everhart, if it was good enough for Isabel Everhart, it's good enough for me. Sister, don't get worried. Sister, don't get worried. Sister, don't get worried. Because the world is almost done. Give me that old
fashion morphine.
Give me that old
fashion morphine.
Give me that old
fashion morphine.
It's good enough for me. It's good enough for me. Sister, don't get worried. Sister, don't get worried. Sister, don't get worried. Because the world is almost done. Give me that
fashion morphine.
Give me that old
fashion morphine.
It's good
enough for me.
It's good enough for me.
We'll look for you again next week on the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions.
Yes, indeed. Thank you very large. Larry comes in and his crew, they get your weekend off to a good start, and I come in and I squash that mother flat. You're tuned to 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. It is 12 o'clock.
Girls walk by dressed in see this thing happening to you. If I look hard enough.
Stones getting us started here on the Radio 9 show. Yes, it's me, old Uncle Smedley, with Mistake Matinee. Good afternoon, sports fans. It is I, your deacon of doo-wop, your salt in the swing, your cum loudly graduate, the Cheddar Kids to Group for Ecology, Jay Thurber at 12:04. Much more music time. Here to put the move in your groove and dance in your pants. A little bit of rock and roll in your soul right up until the 3 o'clock hour. And the full-time request line is open at 412-385-7450. 412-385-7450. Also taking requests on Facebook.